Could you walk through our audience the progression clinically? What happens? A guy comes in, his sats are 92. He's starting to have pressure, trouble breathing. It's not just the flu anymore. It's a COVID pneumonia, a little bit of a cytokine storm. They give him remdesivir as the first thing. What happens then? What's the progression?
Immediately they do that. And this is what I knew. Every death certificate, let's just start with the ending, ready? Every death certificate I've seen since April 2021, and I have thousands of them being sent to me every day because lots of people are about to sue a whole bunch of hospitals over these protocols. Okay, so this is what's on there. It'll say complications from COVID-19 is the number one cause of death. Number two is acute kidney failure. Number three is secondary COVID pneumonia. I have said since May 2020, they're going to call it death by pneumonia from COVID-19. It's not death from pneumonia. It's actually poisoning their kidneys to death, shutting them down, flooding their lungs with water. It is not pneumonia. It's pulmonary edema from kidney failure. And this is exactly how they're going to drown your loved ones to death in hospitals using this drug. But they're going to call it pneumonia. And I said, from the beginning, I've said this nonstop. When your doctor tells you that your loved one now is in pneumonia stages after being put on remdesivir and they need to vent them, you need to demand a sputum test from them to determine is it bacterial or viral pneumonia. And this is what I said in May 2020. And when the doctors look at you and say, that is not hospital protocol, you know they're killing your loved one to death with pulmonary edema because that is how you determine if it's bacterial or viral pneumonia. You cannot decipher from an x-ray, which is all they're doing, if it's a bacterial or a viral pneumonia. You can't tell that from x-rays.